Last night, President Biden said the country's democracy is on the line and that the midterm elections on Tuesday will determine the future of the country.
You know, American democracy is under attack because the defeated former president of the United States refuses to accept the results of the 2020 election. He refuses to accept the will of the people. He refuses to accept the fact that he lost.
One of the president's biggest Republican critics, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, said in response that Biden is trying to divide Americans. But how do Americans feel about their democracy? A survey out this week finds there is widespread pessimism about the future of American democracy among Democrats and Republicans as we approach the first national elections since former President Trump's failed efforts to overturn the 2020 election results. Joining us now is Dartmouth College political science professor Brendan Nyhan, who spearheaded the survey American Democracy on the eve of the 2022 midterms. Professor Brendan, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Your quick thoughts first about the speech and the reception it has received.
Well, it's a tricky issue. There is a genuine threat to democracy. Experts are very concerned. At the same time, a partisan figure like Biden making a speech right before an election, it's very difficult to imagine that kind of a message having much of an effect. So I think we really struggle. On the one hand, when Democrats speak out about this issue, it's seen as partisan. On the other hand, far too few Republicans are fighting the forces in their own party that are rejecting the results of elections and in many discouraging ways turning against democracy itself.
Well, you surveyed Americans in both parties, as well as political scientists, and found widespread pessimism about the state of American democracy. What concerns your experts most right now?
That's right. We found experts were expecting the quality of American democracy to decline in the next 5 and 10 years. There was a notion, I think, that after Trump left office in January 6th, that the country could turn the page. But instead, we've seen denialism become more prevalent within the Republican Party. And I think that's something that alarms many experts right now.
So after 2020, there was a sense that denialism was sort of Trump-centric, but in many ways, it's now institutionalized?
That's the worry I have. It was easy to imagine that Trump was a passing phase in American politics. But now we're seeing election denialism becoming a core part of what it means to be a Republican. Many primary campaigns centered on false claims of a stolen election. This was a way that candidates cemented their appeal to the Republican base. And under those circumstances, it's of course very difficult for other Republicans to speak out against what's happening.
But to be fair, your survey did reveal some change among Republicans since last year. Tell us what you found.
Compared to our last survey, which was conducted in November 2021, we found more Republicans expressed a belief that Joe Biden was the rightful winner of the 2020 election and confidence in the national vote count. Those numbers are still far too low. They were much lower than were seen among Americans more broadly, but they did increase somewhat. And that is an encouraging sign that people's views on these issues can change, at least on the margin. And if more folks speak out, if fewer people are exposed to false messages of stolen elections, then we could rebuild confidence and trust in the election system, which importantly performed very well in 2020 under great duress and withstood an unprecedented effort to overturn its results.
Well, that's interesting because the respondents in your survey overwhelmingly believe it's important for candidates who lose fair elections to publicly acknowledge defeat. And yet just this week, we saw the Republican candidates for governor in Arizona and for Senate in Wisconsin indicate that they will only accept election results if they win. What concerns you most about that trend?
I'm worried that the Trump 2020 playbook is going to be more widely adopted. Democracy depends on the consent of the losers. If candidates start to repudiate elections in which they lose and claim that all elections in which they're defeated are stolen, then the stability of our political system could be called into question. It's going to be very important to see candidates accepting defeat in this election and everyone going forward to make sure that what happened on January 6th doesn't happen again?
Well, January 6th happened as a result of election denialism. Of course, we saw threats against Supreme Court justices. We just had an attack on the husband of the Speaker of the House. We seem to be in an atmosphere of what feels like unprecedented violence. How do we stop this?
It's going to be critical for political leaders across party lines to speak out against political violence, as some leaders have, as Joe Biden did, as Mitch McConnell did. But unfortunately, too many folks haven't. After the Paul Pelosi attack, we've seen a number of prominent Republican figures making jokes. This is not a joke. Ask the Capitol Police officers what it's like to be the target of political violence. Ask the election officials who are being driven from office because of the threats they face. This is a real danger to our republic, and it's going to be important for everyone to speak out before it becomes more common.
That is Dartmouth College political science professor Brendan Nyhan, who spearheaded the survey American Democracy on the eve of the 2022 midterms. Professor, thank you for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.